Kaya Biz with Kuguletho Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Yep, you're still listening to Kaya Biz, and this time around we shift our attention to Tourism Month, a very critical sector for South Africa's economy, but has been decimated by the COVID-19 pandemic. And despite the slow reopening of our local borders, introduction of domestic travel, we're still struggling with attracting foreign nationals to travel into South Africa in order to support our hospitality and tourism sector. But to help us unpack that, we will be revealing and, I guess, discussing currency exchanges when traveling abroad, and of course, opportunities that exist to make sure that we do adequately rebuild South Africa's tourism sector in just a moment. For now, we're actually going to speak to the COO of Forex World to help us understand how it is that, I guess, currency exchanges have been performing, especially in light of the fact that South Africans have been limited in terms of their travel and vice versa on the back of the pandemic. Joseph Winner, who's the COO of Forex World, joins us now on the line. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me, Google.
Great to have you with us, Joseph. And I think first things first, just to help us, you know, get some kind of perspective with regard to the pandemic, how it's impacted not only tourism, but the movement of money during this particular time. What have your observations been?
So, well, as you will know, travel restrictions, not only in South Africa, but around the world, have meant that there is less travel, both for business and for pleasure. But in terms of the business travel, it has been a very difficult time to be able to do business over. Even though people have gotten used to having Zoom or Teams meetings, there is still that face-to-face interaction that is required in some instances. And to travel and to go to do that foreign exchange is one of the main things that is required. Since lockdown regulations, obviously Forex World has felt the need to keep on providing for our clients. And we have had to do this in a very difficult situation, in a difficult way.
Yeah. Has there been a restriction, I guess, on the kind of free float or currencies that might be available?
There hasn't been any restrictions per se, but it's obviously very difficult to get some of those currencies to and from South Africa. Obviously, cash notes depend on flights, and flights have been cancelled. So that's why it has been a very difficult ocean to navigate it.
Certainly quite difficult to navigate. And as you say, the admin is also, I guess, an increase significantly because limitations on flights, much needed clarity in terms of where one is traveling to, and also, I guess, balancing the need for hard currency versus what one can load onto a credit card or bank card that they can use to travel with. But help us understand how you essentially make things happen.
So obviously through our Forex World networks and our innovations, we have managed to be able to get this hard currency to our clients. As you well know, restrictions, travel restrictions, and even the fear of getting the COVID have made people just stay at home. So obviously the whole industry had to readapt. And one of our major services is that we come to you and deliver the currency to you. We pick it up and we deliver your foreign notes to your door.
Really?
So obviously every industry has had to adapt, but the Forex World and our business, we have managed to do that quite quickly.
Tell us what that process is like, because I can imagine before South Africans and other nationals would be happy to make their way to an institution or a bank or one of these currency outlets. But of course, also now that you have to deliver the notes, I'm sure there's some kind of sanitizing or COVID-19 protocol system that you also need to follow.
100%. So basically, it's normal. You go to our Forex World website, you request the quote, and you tell us which currency you want. As when you're approved and you make the payment, obviously following all COVID-19 protocols, our team makes it happen and delivers it to your door.
Sounds quite simple and effective, and I'm keen to understand how many South Africans have received this while, especially now that we have to travel under the pandemic, or those who have been afforded the opportunity to travel. Are they using the right channels? Are they mindful of the various card options that might be available, credit, debit, or even prepaid cards?
It's still an ongoing process that we try to do. Forex World offers in our websites and our social media platforms a lot of education about our different products, our different services, our multi-currency cards, our cash arrangements, our gift arrangements by which you can actually send the money even before you travel, our land arrangements by which we prepare for you to arrive when you or foreigners to arrive when they're coming to do business or for leisure in South Africa. So there's many options that can still be done despite the pandemic. And I would invite all your listeners to visit our website, follow us on our social media platforms, and learn more about what we do and how we can help them.
What's also quite important, as we know, traveling and booking schedules have become a lot more restricted and long lead times. What does this tell us about how soon in advance one should actually look to purchase Forex?
Well, we always recommend that you do it between a minimum of 24 to 48 hours before travel, specifically because the rates can change. So if you're planning ahead and you want to do this properly, we recommend that you do it way ahead of time, just to be able to follow the trends and make sure that you're getting the best rate possible and the best amount of money that you can. We like to recommend our clients a 70-30 principle, so by which you take 30% of your foreign currency 30% in cash and 70% in one of our currency cards.
Makes sense. And I'm assuming that's for safety, right? And ease of use if you need to use cash wherever you arrive.
100%.
Interesting. Just to note as well, I guess, Joseph, you assist travelers from all across the globe, right? So I guess this is a very unfair question, but are we still finding that there are particular currencies that are of greater interest than others when traveling abroad? And I guess that also gives us an indication as to where people are traveling to in terms of that kind of data.
Well, we follow the main markets, and it's mostly euros, dollars, and obviously the neighboring countries' currencies.
Perfect. Makes a lot of sense. But I guess still seeing the usual sense of demand in terms of patterns and trading activity in comparison to where we were pre-COVID.
There has been a very big drop, but thank God at Foxworld we're now seeing an increase. Borders have opened. Some airlines started to arrive to and from South Africa. Emirates, Saudi are starting to arrive, so the traffic has also increased, which is encouraging not only for Forex World but for the hospitality and the travel industry as a whole. I think it's one of the most restricted, and it's one of the ones that suffered the most during this pandemic.
And just on that, Joseph, as you say, it is seeing a slight recovery, but going back, I guess, to the service you offer, the costs and the fees that are associated with this, as you say, the numbers are not as substantial as what we saw pre-COVID. Does this mean that the fees, costs, and charges associated with Forex and travel cards has actually spiked, or have we seen those prices remaining the same?
At Forex World, we've tried to maintain them as low as possible, but obviously this is a matter of supply and demand. And like I mentioned before, due to some travel or flight restrictions, some of the currencies are not readily available. So stock is a little bit difficult to get, but we try to keep it as low as possible to keep on satisfying our clients, as we have always been needing.
Definitely. And to close off with, more South Africans getting vaccinated. Hopefully the world catches up and we slowly begin to open up our borders. But can you share your guidelines and your outlook, I guess, for the short to medium term? Are we expecting that there will be an increase in travel activity and, of course, Forex requirements within the next 3 to 6 months, perhaps?
Yeah, we estimate that as more South Africans in the world get vaccinated, then restrictions will not only in South Africa but globally start lifting up, and we will go to a new normal, but to normal.
Certainly to some sense of normality, we certainly hope. Joseph, we really appreciate your time with us this evening and the insights and nuggets that you've been able to share, and of course details in terms of traveling trends that we have witnessed as well in South Africa. Great pleasure having you with us on the show, and looking forward to hearing more details about how things do evolve. That's Joseph Weiner. He is the COO at Forex World, who joins us to help us understand, on the back of the concerns regarding the travel and tourism environment, just exactly how South Africans are responding to Forex exchanges and demand for foreign currency.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.